This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, I always ask myself, like, because I remember I was having a conversation with a friend about 2-3 weeks ago, I think, and we were talking about the pressures that come with social media. And a very important question that we asked ourselves was, when you watch people's stories, whether on WhatsApp or Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, etc., X, and whatever, and people are posting, you know, they are new achievements, they are posting promotions, they are posting brand new cars, they are posting photos of them on you know, they are on dream holidays,
getaways,
relationships, achievements, and this and that, you know what I mean? Does it give you anxieties? Does it depress you, or are you motivated?
No, it gives me anxieties.
Yeah. Because you feel like you're falling behind.
Yeah.
Hey, for me, it doesn't. It gives me a sense of motivation, or well, I can do more than where I am.
In a way, you're comparing yourself. There's a sense of
whether
comparison.
It gives you anxiety or motivates. At the end of the day, you are comparing. You are measuring this person's lifestyle against yours.
So you're comparing as well?
Yes. Just like you are comparing.
No. That's why it gives me anxiety, because I'm comparing. I'm comparing. That's what I'm saying. It is giving me anxiety. That's why I don't like to watch those things, you know? So it doesn't give you anxiety.
Not really, no.
Because we came to the conclusion that it's very important to curate your timeline or feed. So those things are cookies, guys. Like, if you are always watching motivational videos, that content is going to come up a lot. That is similar to what you watch the most.
Yeah,
I've just broken the bro code now. So ladies, you can go to your man's Instagram and then tap on the search button.
I'll
and
go
if
there.
A lot of ladies' pictures come up, it's just women, half naked, then you know that pretty much those are his cookies. That's exactly what he searches for most of the time. Guys, don't go through your partner's phones.
No, we are fixing the country.
Not this way, man.
Yeah, so that is a very important question that we should all ask ourselves. When we see all of these achievements and all of these milestones that are posted on social media, are you really motivated, or do you suddenly feel discouraged after scrolling through social media and think, hey, Mudimo is doing beautiful things for other kids, eh? What about me? I've been fighting here for my life and things are not coming together. And these are your peers.
Not a prayer, copy and paste.
Mudimo Wabatu for sure is inundated with a lot of prayers right now.
Exactly.
My
work. Go back to school.
Wow.
The heaven on hotline bling. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Do you mind joining this conversation? I know we are stretching it, but I would really love to hear from friends of the show. When you watch all of this stuff on social media, you scroll through the photos of people on dream holidays. Bako Zanzibar. You know, they are in Italy. They are in Paris. Not Paris. When I budget, I feel more Paris.
You're not Paris.
I feel it, my sister. All of this stuff that you watch on social media, does it give you anxieties? Does it depress you? Or it really motivates you to keep fighting? Do you watch all of that stuff and start feeling like, hey, now my life is not moving? Lerato in Sishiho says, honestly, it motivates me. If someone from a small town can make it, why can't I? I just keep working towards my goals. Anonymous says, it gives me anxiety sometimes. I am unemployed, so seeing people buying new cars, going on holidays, makes me question my own progress. Benson from Jane First says, I don't let social media get to me anymore. Everyone has a different season in life. My time will come. Mapula in Zebediela says, I'm happy for people, but I also remind myself that not everything posted online reflects reality. Some people are struggling behind those smiles. Anonymous says, I had to delete some social media apps because I was constantly comparing myself to others. My peace of mind is more important. Solly in Woodspray, those success stories inspire me. Instead of feeling jealous, I ask myself, what can I learn from the people that are doing well? Another one says, good afternoon, team. I honestly don't know how it makes me feel, because I am in some serious competition with myself and it keeps me going. I grew up with an obsession to own a German machine, and after owning a few and getting my own place, I am unshaken. The best thing or the best I can do is congratulate you if I know you personally. Other than that, I dilo distofong at my own pace. This is a message from someone in Mokopane. Let's take a listen to this voice note.
Afternoon, Tim.
Yabo.
Instagram magita. Jeri ngo jona rgo swa ma na mo di. O tsena profile nga motho mona le Paris. A le ga mo Cape Town. Ka ma sanga ro tswa ka Limpopo. O e tswa ka Limpopo go ya pirara. Mara ore hi. Le tsela ri mo ya tlo i o i sabe ba ngwa ngo i komo mo meet na le no no dagisha ba sari wa mo di. Ara ba is hi the motivation they motivate us or lerna. Privilege. Borawa. The real little Perisigamo artist. Mara Ubusho, Anadi.
Good afternoon, team. Good afternoon, complexion.
Hey there.
Nah, there are those that motivate me. There are those that are just, meh. Like, oh, okay, so this is what, okay, sharp. And then there are those that make me question my efforts and give me the boost to actually do much better. And then
thank you, Classy. Nomsa in Marble Hall says, I love seeing people win. It reminds me to stay focused because hard work eventually pays off. Most people only post the good moments. They don't post the debt, stress, or sacrifices behind those achievements. Get justice from Mujachi's truth. Another one reads, it used to depress me, but now I understand that everyone is fighting battles we don't see. I focus on my own lane. It's anonymous. Umburani says, seeing young people building businesses motivates me to keep pushing. Their success shows that everything is possible.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.